Shriya Metzora presents many halachos, and I would say many challenging halachos. But I would say, like we did last year, I'd like to take, if you will, the easy road and focus on Bris Milah. The truth is that the pasuk right at the beginning of Parshas Tazria, Perek Beis, pasuk Gimel, Ubiyom Hashmini Yimol Basar Loso, famous pasuk, on the eighth day you have to have the Bris Milah, remove the foreskin. So this pasuk primarily relates, of course, to the dagesh, if you will, this pasuk is the Yom Hashmini, the facet of the eighth day. And the truth of the matter is that last year on Parshas Tazria we spoke about the timing of the mitzvah of Bris Milah, how early on the eighth day, different details regarding the eighth day and the timing of Bris Milah. This particular pasuk, actually, again, as you know, Bris Milah is first mentioned in the Torah Parshas Lech Lecha, and the Gemara in Masachas Sanhedrin tells us that this pasuk adds a chiddush above and beyond. This is the makor to be Docha Shabbos. So we spoke about this topic by Yom Hashmini, even if that's on Shabbos. So what I want to speak about tonight is a little bit removed from the pasuk shot of the halacha in the pasuk, but I want to get to the title of the shir in the following way. We speak about the eighth day. So traditionally, who do we imagine who arranges for the bris on this Yom HaShmini, on the eighth day? The parents. Now, whose obligation is that? It's beyond just being a common courtesy or a social convention which we're familiar with. So this is a discussion of a famous brisa in a Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Adav Chavtes. Here the brisa tells us, commenting on a line in the Mishnah, Kol Mitzvos HaBen Al Ha'av, what does that mean? So the Gemara is not sure exactly, it's a little bit of an ambiguous phrase, but the Gemara says what that basically means is there are certain mitzvos that need to be done to a child, to a ben, and they're mutalos al ha'av, but it's the father's responsibility to get those done. And in fact, the Braisa says, there's a list, a very famous five-point list, and then there's Nikud Amri, maybe there's a sixth point, of mitzvos that parents are responsible for their children, and specifically, says the Gemara, when we say parents, really we mean ha'av and not the mother. In each case, the Gemara goes down, why is the father not the mother? So the first one in that list is the Tanur Rabbanan, Ha'av Chayev Bivno Lamolo. The father is obligated to give a bris milah to the son. The Gemara then lists the others in the group, and then the Gemara retraces itself and analyzes each one of the lists more in depth. So the Gemara then gets to the issue of Lamolo. How do we know this? So first the Gemara says, what's the source of the fact that a father has to give a bris to his son on the eighth day? So that's actually a marker from the fact that Avraham circumcised Yitzchak, and the Gemara understands that wasn't a one-time event, but that was a source ledoros, that all fathers are obligated throughout history to circumcise their sons. The Gemara then gets into the issue, which is going to be the bridge between these two and what I want to get to tonight, is what happens if the father is negligent? What if the father doesn't do it? And we'll get to, and this is what I want to get to briefly in a moment, what defines negligence or when these chiyuvim merge or end, or are they mutually exclusive or not. But the Gemara then says, there is a backup plan. What's the backup plan? What if the father doesn't take care of it? Then the Bezdin is chayiv to take care of the bris. Chsiv, apostle and gracious, himolachem, Zohar, which sounds like there's a theme that all Zoharim, all males have to be circumcised, and the Gemara here understands, presumably, that refers to Bezdin. Where does the Gemara get that from the Pasuk? So if you look on the side of the Gemara, the Tosfos Yazakein suggests that Imo Lachem, Lachem is plural. So Lachem means all of you, you meaning the Bezdin have to take care of this. So when we speak about again the pasuk in our parsha of the eighth day being the bris, so the eighth day really the obligation should be on the father. However, the Gemara in Kiddushin runs us into a second responsible party, namely the Bezdin. Just this is not at all our topic tonight, but just to finish the thread, if you will, the Gemara then says, and what if the Bezdin, no one's responsible? So if the kid hits 13 and he's still not circumcised, then he becomes obligated himself. Now, a question which we also won't be discussing tonight, but certainly could be on your mind when it comes to, let's say, the father's obligation, is that mutually exclusive with the sons? In other words, let's say he hits 13. The Gemara says he becomes obligated. Does that mean only he's obligated and the earlier candidates are off the hook? Knew they missed their chance, but now they're off the hook? Or is it like an ad, the ad bechla? We just keep on adding. First the boy, now it's first the father, now it's the father, and Bezdin, now it's the father, Bezdin, and the boy. That's an interesting question, which we'll relate to somewhat tonight. But especially the question of the father versus the son, that is a famous discussion centers around the suffix the Minchas Chinuch has, and then once the Minchas Chinuch got the ball rolling, it adds steam as it went down the hill of Achronim. But our focus, which will be a related one, is the question of the relationship between the responsibility of the father and the responsibility of Beis Din. So the first thing I want to discuss in terms of that context is, from a strictly chronological, very simple, technical question, what are the what are the boundaries? When is one obligated and when is the other not? And it's presumably the father is obligated in day 8. So when, at what point does that end? The boy's chiyuv, we know when that starts, that's easy. That starts when it comes to bar mitzvah. But that's an easier defined landmark. How do we define when the Beis Din's chiyuv? The Gemara has a much more ambiguous phrase, as if it's not done. What if I didn't do it today, but I'm going to do it tomorrow? What if I'm not around now, but I will be around in a week? So that question, which is very unclear from the Gemara, that's the first basic question I want to deal with. Is that day 8? Is it before day 8? Is it some point in the future? So, the first thing would be the following question. We would assume, tell me if you think this is a controversial statement, that if for whatever reason the father, there was no bris milah on the 8th day, say the father was in the hospital. He was completely incapacitated. And there was no mother, and even if there was a mother, she didn't know or didn't care, whatever. But the father's getting out of the hospital, and he's going to be taking care of this, you know, once he can get out. So would you assume that the father is still obligated to take care of it? Let's say the father says, well, you know, I didn't do it on the 8th day. I don't want to do it. The Gemara again doesn't tell us. Question, what would you imagine? So most would imagine that at some point maybe the Beis Din can come in, but would you ever say that the father's not would be mutter? It only sounds like from the Gemara that maybe, and even this is not is a shy little chasunach, maybe he's mutter when he hits 13, then the boy is responsible for himself. Maybe. Although maybe the chasunach has a subject, the father's chayav lived forever. But certainly no one ever thought to push it back even earlier than bar mitzvah. That's the general assumption. It is worth noting, though, just to start off with a bang, that there is a notable group, a minority, but a notable group of Achronim who have a radical Chiddush and disagree with that. The Machzis HaShekel and Shulchan Aruch, the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit in his commentary on the Rambam, and also with the comments in the Rugged Shavar, the Tzachnas Paneach, they all say basically more or less with varying degrees of extremism, but the following basically extreme Shita. And that is that the father's obligation is limited to day 8. It's bang or bust. Either he'll do it for his son on the 8th day, and he'll have a mitzvah daraisa, or he won't do it, and then he is off the hook. Certainly midaraisa. The Rogachover sounds like he may mean even midarabona. There's just nothing to talk about. The pasuk says 8th day, and that is when the father is obligated, period. Nothing else. It's a good question. I don't know. But it may very well be. That could be. Maybe. It's hard to know. It sounds like maybe even, which would be really, really extreme. And let's say we'll moderate it just a bit and say, listen, whenever the boy, the first opportunity is the opportunity. So usually it's only the 8th day, but if the doctor says not till the 10th day, okay. Now that would make it much more vague. So I'm not sure though. I don't remember it being so mochach one or the other in the washroom. They're not speaking about it. He's a chol, he's not a chol. He's saying the boy is not sick, he's healthy, he can't do it on the 8th day. If he doesn't do it on the 8th day, the father is no longer chayiv. And they go so much further to say, so far to say, but let's say, come on. So what's going to happen? All of a sudden, the Beis Din is going to come and abscond with the son. He's going to go to the 8th day? No. What's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen, realistically. There's a father in the picture, he just didn't do it. He said, I'm getting around to it. So he'll take care of it in 3 days. Says the Machzis HaShekel, if the father does it any day after the 8th day, he's not doing it qua father, Betorah's father, he's doing it Betorah's Shliach Beis Din. His Chiyuv, his Kiyum is only on the 8th, and after that, he's just like everybody else.
What's the difference?
best in the Gemara said.
So in other words, not part of the bracha.
We're going to get to which bracha is the best in, says what nusach they say. We'll get to that. But there is a chiyuv of bezdin. The Gemara says it. If the father doesn't do it, but again, it doesn't. It's not clear when that. How quick a trigger? You know, the guy's not playing well. How quick are you going to take him out of the game? So they have a very quick hook. Right? They have a quick hook. If the father doesn't take care of him on the eighth day, he's out of there, and the bezdin comes in. That is the sheet of the zachron. Yeah.
Other than possibly the bracha, what practical difference?
Let's say, well, if the father is chayiv to do it, so let's say then he would have to pay for him all too. The not Camino.
Maybe it's something we discussed on the Shabbos here, but perhaps the chiluk between the obligation of Beis and the obligation of the father. The obligation of the father is to actually perform the mila bisman. Okay, any time after that, then the chiyuv of Beis thing kicks in. The chiyuv of Beis is to see to it that all the members of the community are gemal.
So we are going to get to that distinction of whether there is an actual mindset that's obligatory, or is it just that we want to make sure that people are circumcised?
So it seems.
Yeah. You could perhaps be mechalik. Yes. We are going to get that. There are going to be some achronim who make that suggestion. So it's worth noting that now that if we take this approach, which I'm not suggesting is a mainstream approach, then we have a very clear, notwithstanding Rafal's case. In a typical case, but there wasn't a health issue, there were very clear lines. Father's on day 8, and if he doesn't do it, Benson comes right in day 9. Okay, that's that opinion. But other Rishonim, rather, Achronim seem to perhaps blur the two Chiyuvim a little bit more. So, for example, the Rambam in Perashat Mishnayis, at the end of Masechta Shabbos, and Rav Elazar Demila, the Rambam there seems to very strongly imply the father's Chiyuv extends well beyond the 8th day. As I said, it's a machlokes, I'm not sure. Father's chiyuv extends even beyond bar mitzvah, and that very same Rambam is quoted as a raya that perhaps the father's chiyuv ends at bar mitzvah, but certainly it goes until bar mitzvah, meaning it goes well beyond the 8th day against those achronim. Furthermore, there is a very famous case of the Tashbeis, which way back, I can't remember what shir I was giving because it wasn't a bris milah shir, but it was a Thursday night shir, and Hanina Reicher sent me an email about a Tashbeis which I had not yet been familiar. That Tashbeis is relevant to tonight's shiur. Just for the record, I sent him an email that I never forgot. I'm quoting him and the Tashbeis tonight. Little good it did me, he's not here. Okay. That's on the tape, Chania. Okay. So the Tashbeis, which Chanina and Reicher brought to my attention, is a fascinating Tashbeis. The Tashbeis discusses what if the following cases. The case that was brought to his attention was a crazy case. The bris came out 8 days with Tisha B'Av. The average person would say, great, I get off cheap. This guy was a big party guy. He says, ooh, who wants to have a bris on Tisha B'Av? How lame is that? I'm going to wait till the 10th day so I can make a big party. Needless to say, the Tashbeis is furious at him. How could he do such a thing? You know, it's a daraisa, you have to do it right away. But in the context of that tshuva, says the Tashbeis, as long as the father, as terrible as this is, that we're going to give the father vaginas, but as long as he is planning on doing it, no one else is allowed to step in. It's literally the opposite of the Matzah Zashekel. Matzah Zashekel said after day 8, doesn't matter what his intentions are, he's off. You pull him from the game, and the Tashbeis is just the opposite. Maybe at the end of 13, after Bar Mitzvah, maybe it's over. But at least until Bar Mitzvah, it sounds like, as long as the father is planning on doing it, the check is in the mail. I'm going to do it. As long as he says he's going to do it, no one else can get involved. Ad Kedekach, he then says, let's say the father's stuck in jail. But he says, but I want to do it. No one has the right. If he's not willing to be mochel, no one has the right to take that mitzvah from him. They have to wait until he does it. That is the shita.
Yeah,
to the exclusion of bezin. That's exactly what he says. The opposite of Master Shekel says the bezin comes in on day 9. Even if the guy's screaming, I want to do it. No, the Master Shekel. Sounds either. That's why I'm quoting, because that's the point. So according to him, it sounds like it would either be potentially at day 13, year 13, along with the boy himself, or it would be at any time before that if the father says, I'm not interested, or there is no father. If there is no father, so then Bezdin comes in. Or if the father, we can ascertain, is not going to do it, then the Bezdin steps in. But as long as there is a father and he does want to do it, so the Tashbeis says he still holds that schus.
Did the boy overrule the father?
In which regard? Before Bar Mitzvah, absolutely not. No. It's not a pillow, yeah.
What if the there's no
so what would happen before 8 days? You can't have a person before 8 days.
I'm saying
not
there.
But he said he's alive?
No.
He's not alive. So what happens on day 8, you're asking? Who's supposed to do it? The best. Now, you see, again, that's obviously much more of that's also extreme in terms of the lines, but in the other direction. There are other achronim, though, who see the possibility of commingling, interweaving the two chiyuvim. So, for example, it's actually relating just to Hilchos Pesach now. The Magen Avraham and Hilchos Pesach discusses Bdikas Chametz. I was asked, let's say, often people are a shliach for other people to do Bdikas Chametz. It's a shaila, who should make the bracha? So sometimes it's easy if you're doing your own house, just make a bracha in your own house, but have in mind you're going to go to the other house. That gets out of the question. But let's say you're not doing your house, or you already did your house, and now you go over to your relative's house and they ask you to do bedikah chametz for them. So who should make the bracha on that bedikah? So the Magen Avraham quotes, this is a discussion there in Shulchan Aruch, when the shliach does bedikah chametz, the shliach himself makes the bracha, not the owner of the house, not the mishalayach. Magen Avraham says, I don't understand. It's not a shliach mitzvah. The shliach is just doing it ba'avor for the owner of the house. So let the mishalayach do the mitzvah. We'll do the bracha, and his shliach will do the bracha. After all, says the Magen Avraham, that should be good. Says the Magen Avraham, even though I don't understand it, he says, I can't really argue on the Shulchan Aruch because he has a paradigm. He has a model. What's the model? The Gemara Pesachim of Zion talks about bris milah. Let's say the father's not doing the bris milah, he's having a moel. So the Gemara says, the moel makes the bracha and the father makes the bracha of lachniso. You see there, you have a mishalayach and a shaliach, and the birkas ha-mitzvah is being made by the shaliach. So too says the Magen Avraham, that's a raya for the Shulchan Aruch psak, that the shaliach would make the bracha of al-bedikas chametz. That's the Magen Avraham. So comes along the Dogon Rebava, that's the Dodi Yehuda's Chedushim HaShulchan Aruch, the Dogon Rebava and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. They both say, I don't understand the raya. You can't compare bedikas chametz to bris milah. When it comes to bedikas chametz, that is the homeowner's mitzvah. I'm just his or her shliach. But when it comes to bris milah, the moel wears two hats. The moel is the shliach of the father, but the moel is also fulfilling his own mitzvah, b'toras bezdin. So there are many chidushim that are looked in that comment of Zogam Ravava, but I just want to bring out one right now. We'll get back to a second implication of Zogam Ravava. But right now, the first implication is, according to him, even on day 8, there's two mitzvahs happening. There's the father's, again, unlike the previous shitas we saw until now that had never the twain shall meet, very distinct times, either the father or the best. So the Zogam Ravava is clearly of the opinion that you can have them both commingling, and as long as anyone other than the father does the Brits, they're actually both fulfilling the Kiyum. Now, I'm not saying that this is a very persuasive Shita. Many don't like this. How can you say that? If the father's there and he's the one paying for the Brits and hiring the Moel, so how could you say the Moel's anything but his Shliach? I mean, well, it's a Kiyum for that. So I'm not saying it's partial, but that's what they say. So again, I just want to focus now on this issue of where are the borders in time of the Chiyuvim. Until now we saw very distinct Shitas, and now we see something that's much more co-mingling.
Maybe it's only because of Shliach.
Yeah, correct, not for the bezin. They weren't involved. Well,
right. In other words, there's no makom to say that he would have made his own bracha, but once there's a shlicha that's inserted in
because you have a mobile
picture, yeah, so then that shlicha has to be become like a
tehillah. That may be what they're holding, but the question is, which again, I don't want to get too off topic. It's a whole sugi. It's actually a sugi in Choshen Mishpat. A very famous shach and a ktsos about shlichas and milah. But, so, we're not getting into that. Okay. Next year, maybe. That's real.
But the point is,
I think what you're saying is a correct reading of Dogma Rabbah. The question, which I'm just throwing out there, but not to discuss, is why should that be? Why can't you just be the shlichas of the Bible? You're right that that's what he's saying. But the point is, that's very, very debatable. I want to mention one other thing in terms of this. In terms of the commingling, I saw very beautifully, in of all places, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's Sefer on Chumash. The Emes Le'Yaakov on Chumash, and Parshas Lech Lecha, So there, in the psukim relating to Mila, he points out the following. The Rambam's Lashon is, when Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam starts off by saying, again, the Rambam summarizing the Gemara Kedushin we just read together. The father, boy hits day eight, and the father is obligated to do the mitzvah. And then, the Lashon of the Rambam, when he speaks about the Bezdin is, that Bezdin is chayav to make sure that the Mila is mano, and then goes on and on. So Rabbi Yaakov is very even doing. He says, "Rasta, why does the Rambam throw in Zmano?" So he actually has two or three answers. So the first two, which is why this is in the Sefer on Chumash, are more pshat oriented, and it's based on he's very mitzuyah, as Rabbi Yaakov sometimes is in the Tamei Hamikra. In that pasuk, he's discussing the Asnachta and the two halves of the pasuk. Wasn't as exciting to me. The third answer is, which has got my piqued my interest, is a chiddush. He basically connects it to his reading of the pasuk, which is not my interest now. He says the Rambam is coming to teach you a chiddush. Don't think that the chiyuv of Bezdin only comes at some later time. He doesn't define when that would have been, but in some later time, the father absconds, the father neglects, the father dies. No, the Rambam is coming to tell you, even Bismano, from day eight, already from the beginning, Bezdin's chayiv is just that, as the Rambam there very famously says, the father has more of a chiyuv, more of a shayches. Father has kedima, as Rabbi Yaakov puts it. But the father was obligated at the eight, and so is Bezdin. Very different than that earlier group of Achronim who see the Chiyuvim is very distinct. Here, again, a little bit similar to that, Tagum Ravava, he is commingling the Chiyuvim that could be happening at the same time.
Why can't you bring a raya from the Kishon for that the Baal Chiyuvim makes the Bacha, even though each and every one of us has the Chiyuvim of the Mitzvah?
The question is that, right. You're getting into lumlis and shofar. How does shofar work? If the bracha is, if the mitzvah would be the tekiya, then maybe there would be a comparison. The mitzvah is shmiya, so we're all doing shmiya ourselves.
So we don't make the bracha ourselves.
So people can make a bracha for us. That's a different story. That's true. To make a bracha for us, not living
in
the mitzvah. Well,
the is also fried in the
same. Even if he made before, it's both second time.
Okay. The Avnei Nezer is interesting too. The Avnei Nezer discusses the following. What if the father was out of town on a business trip on the day 8, but he's coming back? Let's say he's coming back in the afternoon. But if that's really crazy, let's say he's coming back on day 9. So do you wait for him? He's mom, he got stuck on a trip. So the Avnei Nezer says, Shiyu hay mitzvah, lo mashainan, the fact that we don't want to delay mitzvahs, that is more important than the father getting his mitzvah. Therefore, the show waits for no one. Go ahead without it.
You know, last week, when I had my dinner first, at 6:15,
wasn't there yet.
He was coming from Mexico City.
They wanted to wait. But he's not the father of the boy.
He's not the father of the boy. The
that's a different Shiloh, which is this reason that we try to pursue him in the morning. How do you weigh that against either what you'll call the Barovam or the fact that the family wants to be there? That different poskim are more and less liberal in that. And I will just let you know, I was one of the things I noticed when I first moved to Baltimore, the Rabbanei Baltimore are very makel on that child. Hmm. I have been to more afternoon brisim in Baltimore in the last 2.5 years than I have been in my entire life before that. I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm just pointing out. In many other communities, they're much more machmir to have the brisim in the morning, whether the relative and the great aunt Bessie is there or not. In Baltimore in general, I've seen this with quite a few of the... Okay, I'm not questioning. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying other rabbanim who other rabbanim have commented to me that they've been surprised at how makel some of the Baltimore rabbanim have been on that issue. But here, there's much bigger chiddush. Not going to wait for the. Not only is Avnei Nezer not waiting for the grandfather from Mexico City. Let him go become an alien and get it quicker. You know, Avnei Nezer doesn't care about border patrol. But Avnei Nezer is saying even for the father, the train's not going to wait. We're going to go right away, says Avnei Nezer. So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this. And he basically, again, remember the Aruch HaShulchan was Mechavim to Baltimore. The Aruch HaShulchan said, listen, I think Avnei Nezer is right in theory. Well, what can I tell you, says the Aruch HaShulchan? The Menachem does not like that. The Menachem is, we're going to wait a few hours. Maybe even we'll wait a little bit longer than a few hours. We'll wait.
Isn't the Shiloh waiting for the ninth day? Didn't you say the Shiloh was waiting for the ninth
day? That's bigger. But let's say we don't want to go that far. That would be obviously, that would make it less extreme if that would be true. Correct.
Yeah.
But let's say it's later in the day. You know, it's a famous halakha. What we learned by Yashkim Avram Baboker, for Smila in the morning.
Okay.
So should you lose that? So, again, you see from this, it could be a little bit blurry. In other words, it could be that they hold that once the father's not there in the morning, we bezer are stepping in and we're going to make sure that it comes on time. Again, not dafka that all the poskim would say such a thing, but you see this, where you draw the line between these two stages in the Gemara, the father's chiyuv and the bezer's chiyuv. Some people either see them as distinct stages, but they see the bezer coming in very early. Other, like the Tashbei to the other extreme, he says, no, first of all, they are distinct stages, but the opposite. Bezer is not coming in until either there is no father or Chasam the father dies, something like that. And then you have others who say, no, it's not distinct stages. We could have even a commingling right in the beginning.
The Abdelazer say the same thing by the fire.
I have no idea.
You wait another day for the children to come.
It's a similar question where we discuss, again, I don't know if it's exact same, but it's certainly parallel. Namely, we have competing issues. On the one hand, we have Kavod HaMeis, which is an idea of getting this burial done quickly. Although here we have what you call maybe an internal competition, and that is it's also Kavod HaMeis to have either a bigger crowd or certain relatives. And there's no question, this is not just a Baltimore thing. Rabbanim in general, again, there's limits, and different Rabbanim are willing to wait one day, 2 days, that's a different Shiloh. It's a judgment call, really. It's not like you can find this in the Sifkan or Shulchan Aruch anywhere. But yeah, there's no question that there's a Mesorah in Hilchos Kura that if certainly there's an important relative, Yehuda's side who will be important, and then they can fight over that with the will. But if there's an important relative who is on their way, so we do wait. There's no question that is true. I don't know what the Avnei Ezer would say, but even if the Avnei Ezer would disagree, the Minhag is not like it. Because the Minhag is to wait in those cases. So now I want to discuss something that discuss the following issue. And that is the question of what is the nature of the Chiyuv Bezdin. Now, you know, there is a Chiyuv Bezdin when it starts. What is the nature of the Chiyuv Bezdin? Namely, is it a formal Chiyuv Bezdin? What's the alternative if it's not a formal Chiyuv Bezdin? Again, the Lashon of the Gemara was Bezdin Mechayiv. We already saw this hinted at by some of the previous Achronim, right? When some of the previous Achronim speak about the father himself fulfilling it, Batar Bezdin, or the Moel. So what are they hinting at with that? Right? Who said the father is a member of the Bezdin? Who's the father? What's he got to do with the Bezdin? What does the Moel have to do with the Bezdin? Which is a way of saying, just tease it out.
He's a member of the community. The Bezdin oversees the obligation.
Yeah, exactly. That's the question. Is this a real Chiyuv Bezdin? Or is this a chiyuv on Klal Yisrael? It's just that. Who's going to represent Klal Yisrael or the leaders in each individual town or city? The Bezdin. So that seems to be already a machlokas in the Rishonim, that question. So if you look at the Rav Yah in his Chiddush on Masechet Shabbos, the Rav Yah implies very strongly that the chiyuv is on Bezdin proper. And if they don't do it themselves, then he's makbid, it should be at least a Godel Ha'ir or something. And it sounds like, because at least then you could call him a shliach of Bezdin. But stam, that every time the canary, you should just think that, okay, I can step in. Now, who are you? It's the Bezdin's chiyuv, or a shliach of the Bezdin. But nobody else. Ravram in a hard, and Skadushim in Sakas Yavomis, they just have exclusively that only Bezdin is chayiv to do it, and nobody else. Furthermore, there's a discussion, I don't know the specific Maramakim of this, but I saw some of the contemporary Achronim quoted the Sefer Yireim, which was Rav Elazar Mimitz. So he, like many of these Moni Amitzvos, are these, you know, Perushim, different versions of the Sefer around him. So one of them is called Sabbath Yireim, which I don't have access to. So apparently he is Madaik there. It has to do with the Rambam, but he's saying in his commentary on the Yireim that the notion is that you, the big question in general, do you need Das for Bris Milah? What do you mean Das? Maybe 8 days old. So some Achronim understand, some Rishonim understand, you do need Das. It's just that the father supplements. The father has that Das. What will be the Nafkimina, by the way, just as an aside, it's the Nafkimina?
I would die.
Well, no, what will be the Nafkimina? What if the boy is older and he wants to have anesthesia? Let's say full anesthesia. He doesn't want to be awake. It's a very traumatic experience. So some Achronim say, no, he's not awake then. There's no Das. I, who said Bris Milah needs Das? If you had it 8 days, he didn't have Das. This is a big discussion. There's a very big discussion on Achronim. Could he be, they talk about a shikur before there was anesthesia. They talk about, could he be drunk and have a bris milah? Or, not necessarily the 13-year-old, I mean just in general. So if someone was drunk, or is that a problem? If he doesn't have das, he's having a bris milah or not. So they discussed it, what about the baby? So some say, that's a riot, you don't need das. Others say, no, the father had das, and the father was the bar chiyuva there. That's an aside discussion. But let's assume that you need das. The Sabi Lareyev says, he assumes you need das. He says it can only be if the father gives permission. Father doesn't give permissions, and the chiddush of the second stage of the Gemara is then Bezdin. But without Rishus Bezdin, without the Das of Bezdin, So then who's somebody else to just say, I'm going to give das for this boy? Who are they? And then you don't have a das, you can't do a person without das. So, again, whether he's right or not about the das, you see, again, he holds this is a very formal, specifically, chiyuv bezdin. However, the Rishonim for sure disagree. The Rosh and Maseches Chulin, the Feirish, has the Lashon, Kol Yisrael Mechuyavim. Why didn't the Rosh read the Gemara? The Rosh understood that the Gemara, when it said bezdin, it didn't mean bezdin proper, it meant the community. The Rambam, in that parish of Mishnah that I quoted before in the end of Maseches Shabbos, also says, Kol Yisrael, any person, you see an RL, someone who doesn't have first milah, you can get involved, you have to do so to make a difference. You asked me about nafkaminas, so here's also where money comes in. The Ramah says in Yeridaya, quoting from the Chuvas of the Rashba, what if the father can't pay the mohel? So the mohel should be pressured to do it for free. The mohel should be said, it's a psak in Ramah, the mohel should be, let's say he refuses. The mohel, it doesn't matter how much pressure they're putting on him, and the mohel is still refusing. Says the Gemara, says the Ramah, listen, the father did all he could, the father simply can't get it done now. So what happens? It says, if there's no father, it becomes a chiyuv bezdin. And then the bezdin doesn't just have to, can't just pressure the mohel, they can force the mohel, mamash. They can say, kofim, they can force the mohel, he has to do it, period.
Why wouldn't it be the obligation of the bezdin to pay?
Why? Because?
To be a communal obligation to...
Why? No. Actually, the lashon there is, Ein ze kezer Yisrael, the mohel is being an isvar. Huh?
What?
Okay, that, of course, that's obvious, but the point is, I guess in the case there, the point is, what's shot, so why is the bezdin, so a little bit to before Eli's question, says the Gra adds on this, maybe he's bothered by that Eli, says the Gra, you know why you can do that to the mohel? It's really the mohel himself is chayiv, like all of Yisrael, it's really his chiyuv. So again, you see from that Gra, like the Rosh, that didn't mean bezdin proper, it meant Klal Yisrael. Furthermore, perhaps one of, maybe not the most famous expositor of this position is the Sefer HaMatneh, which is probably more correctly pronounced Mikneh, but then they won't know what you're talking about. It's from a Pesach, it should be Mikneh. But Sefer HaMatneh. Sefer HaMatneh, the Sefer Kedushin there, so he discusses, and he says very eloquently, very specifically, that really the Chiyuv is on Klal Yisrael. It shows that the Bezdin, his Lashon is his Mamunim, they're the responsible ones to make sure things get done right. So that's why the Gemara says Bezdin. Didn't mean bezdin, it meant Klal Yisrael. There's other things. If those who are interested, there's a very interesting issue that has to do with the Karban Pesach. We know that the child's not circumcised and the parents can't have. So the discussion with Rashi and Marsha and Yavamis, what about the mother? And what if they were in jail and they came out on the night of the Seder night? There's a whole discussion there. I'm not going to have time to get into it, but if you'll see these Marma Kabbas, the Kuchas Yonos Elam. See, he has a big chiddush there where he discusses perhaps the mother becomes chayiv, but Torah bezdin, even though the Gemara explicitly says the mother is not obligated, but says to him, you see, from this perhaps that the mother can become obligated to Torah bezdin, and therefore maybe she is also not able to have a Karban Pesach if her son's not come up. Usually you would think that the father can't have a Karban Pesach, it's a steal. The mother has no chiyuv to do it. So in certain cases, at least, says the Yonos Elam, again, it's a complicated thing to get into, so I just want to make it to your attention. Another interesting thing, which I don't want to get into further, just to get to your attention, is this Chazon Ish I have from Kedushin. He has this following very weird theoretical point, but just it's illustrative, even if it's not exactly practical. He suggests that perhaps Kodan Matan Torah, there was no Chiyuv on Bezdin. Does that mean there was no Bezdin before Matan Torah? Okay, it's a funny type of case. But he says, Kodan Matan Torah, why? Because there was no Minu Meshoftim. There was no Bezdin.
There was no
arm. See, but the point is, he assumes it's very technically, again, I thought that the Chazon Ish, whatever else, is a little bit weird, I didn't understand exactly what he's trying to say, but one thing that was key to be driving it was he looked at it very formally, yes, the Bezdin, and says there's no Mino Yishoftim, it's before Parsha Yishoftim.
How can
you say that? He doesn't say that. That would be nice.
Can you touch with Bezdin? A friction isn't, by Kashi, the first Mitzvah in the Torah,
okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu had that din, perhaps.
Yeah.
So Moshe Rabbeinu had that
status. Like to see Moshe Rabbeinu and his son.
There
was the chiyah was on Sepharas,
right?
No,
Right. Good. Very good. So I just want to bring out this Chazanish just to point out, he seems to look at it as a formal Maizeh Bezdin. That's all I want to mention. Okay, now we have a few minutes left.
In terms of arms.
Yeah. No, I don't think the Chazanish said that. If you could have said it, you could assume... Yeah, so I can see this. You could assume that there is a responsibility of Arvus, and that would be more of a communal thing. Arvus is not limited to Bezdin.
This is not Arvus, because you have a special pasuk.
Correct. You would, correct. So, if you have it, then...
Arvus would also be difficult in this situation, because you're talking about a pasuk. Who's the Arvus of the father? Saying the Arvus...
Correct. Which is probably why most pasuk do not use the technical... They speak in a more broad sense. Again, it's a little bit vague, but the advantage is it doesn't get to your problem, is that there's a responsibility that there shouldn't be a railing.
Right.
But at Hanami, if you want to look at it technically from Arvus, the benefit was we know what that means, the downside is who said it applies. Right. And that's why you don't really see that being quoted, and that's the reason.
You could say Arvus is an individual, but here we're talking about a communal responsibility.
Arvus no, but that, who said that's not what Arvus means? I mean, again, I don't want to get sidetracked, but Arvus may have... Okay, maybe.
I'm saying it's one-on-one.
Okay, maybe. Okay, let's see if we can get a little bit more done. 5 more minutes. Okay. Now, let's discuss the issue of a bracha. Let's say, we know when the father's there, whoever does the milah says al-hamila, and then the father says l'hachnisa b'risa shalav novinu. What if there's no father? What if the bezdin, b'toras, whatever, the bezdin is doing the bris? So this, apparently, was tum and hagim already going way back. To such an extent that the Rambam, even though he has a very strong position in one direction, he quotes that there are people doing it the other way, even though he doesn't like it. Rambam talks about this in the beginning of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Milah, and the Rambam there says, only the father makes the bracha of Lachniso. He says there are people who are doing it the other way, where whoever's, you know, the Sanzik, whoever the person would be, Rambam says it's wrong. He doesn't like it. He thinks that minhag that the Rambam didn't like so much, he thinks it's a good minhag. Now it's worth noting that the Ravid does seem to specify that it should be like the Gadol Shavir or something doing it, which may get back to our Bezdin. The bottom line is it doesn't have to be the father. Even when there's no fathers of the Ravid, there could be a bracha of Lachnizo against the Rambam. If you look in the Rush in Maseches Kedushin, on this Gemara, the Rush also says that he's of the opinion that there should be no bracha. But then he quotes, I think it's Rebuta Barzaloni, he quotes these other Gaonim. Well, no, there should be. So you see again, two deos. So the Meiri, and it's notable because the Meiri, as you may be familiar with, Meiri is generally chief Rambam man. Meiri is very much more from the Rambam. But here the Meiri says, I don't understand the Rambam. Because why should someone else not be able to make a bracha? First of all, the boy is being machnas into Brish Rav Ravino anyway. And second of all, the Bezdin, or whoever you want to call it, they were chayiv. So Gemara, they're chayiv. Why shouldn't they? So what's this machlokes? What is this machlokes all about? So it could be, and years ago I wanted to say such a story myself, and then I heard Shekivanti, I found it earlier this year when I was preparing the Gemara Kedushin Shir, a Sefer Karfer Shalom on Maseches Kedushin. The author is a contemporary Talmud Chacham. He's a Rebbe in the Carlin Stolen Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. So he suggests the Sefer Shalom, the following story, which again I think it really makes sense. Perhaps he says, perhaps the difference is as follows, maybe what Eli was referring to before. That perhaps there is the following difference. Apparently, according to the Rambam, there's a difference between the chiyuv of the father and the chiyuv of Bezdin. The father has his own direct, personal chiyuv. No, Avram says, like, well, no, he is chayiv. The father's chiyuv chayiv, ba'av livno l'molo. The father's chayiv. Therefore, the father discharges his personal chiyuv, and he is the one who's being machnas to the father. He is the son. However, so again, that makes something why. That's why only he'll make the bracha, but no one else. What about the other Rishonim will say, no, anyone who's there makes the bracha. So perhaps their explanation is because they hold that when the Bezdin is fulfilling the mitzvah, if there's no father, they don't have a chiyav, like Eli I think alluded to before, they don't have a chiyav to actually do the bris milah. They have a chiyav to make sure the bris milah is done. They have to make sure that the son's chiyav is taken care of. Why should the son wait till he's 13 and be chayav in karis? So we take care of the milah for the boy. But it's not our chiyuv to do the circumcision. It's just that we're making sure that the son's chiyuv is discharged. Whether that analysis is true or not is debatable. I spent 2 weeks in the Gemara Kedushin Shir discussing that. But that analysis is definitely very plausible, in general, in terms of what the relationship of the father with his son is. If that would be the case, then you can't compare when the father does it. Even though the Gemara says, well, if the father doesn't do what the Bezdin does, it doesn't mean that it's an equivalent. It doesn't mean the Bezdin takes the role of the father. Right? Not just emotionally. Halachically also, who says they can duplicate one another. That's a possible explanation of that machlokas. I want to just mention two other Mepharshim explanations of that machlokas, which relate to a different issue, which is it's possible to distinguish not so much in terms of what the level of chiyuv, am I the bar chiyuv, or am I just discharging the boy's chiyuv, but perhaps we can distinguish between types of, it could very well be the mitzvah of bris milah is a very complex mitzvah. And there are ways of suggesting that it's really a composite of two dinim, of different aspects. And different achronim do suggest that there's multiple components of bris milah, and it may very well be that one of the nafkaminas of those multiple components is the father versus bezdin. So for example, if you look in the Sefer Minchas Asher, on Sefer Vikra, on our Parsha, Simon Chof, he wants to suggest on this Rambam and Raivin the following, that perhaps you can distinguish, and this is based, he's quoted, I don't believe the Makar, but this is a famous base on Levi, that there's two dinim in bris milah. Hasara sa'arla, removing the foreskin, a sur meira, and an asei tov, being machnis the baby into priesthood shalav mavino. So he suggests perhaps only the father has a chiyuv machnis his son shalav mavino. Whereas perhaps, therefore, that's why the father makes the bracha of lachniso. Perhaps when Bezdin fulfills the mitzvah, they're only fulfilling that first part. And again, if you look in the Lashon Rambam, it's a little bit to you. Rambam says you have to make sure that the source of the kid's not an oral. That's why you have to make sure that the boy is entered into the confidence of Abraham. He says you have to make sure the boy is not an oral. So perhaps, as the Mitzvah Sasher, the Bezdin is only chayiv to be master of the oral, to get rid of the foreskin. But the more positive dimension of being master of the Bris Shavarino, perhaps, is not there. A slightly different formulation, which in theory, if one wanted to, you could combine these last two, or if you're interested, you could call them three, and that is something that could be based on something that Rabbi Salami Panovich says in the Zeicha Yitzchak, in Chelek Beis Tzman Mem Hei, where he also sees two bris milah as a complicated composite. He doesn't so much explicitly use the language of Asei Tov or Sur Meira, the Arlo versus Bris Hashem Ravino. He speaks about a little bit, perhaps the way we mentioned before, is it the Maisa Milah, the actual cutting, the circumcision? Or is it that there is no Maisa Mitzvah, just that you are creating what he calls the Chalos Arel, the Chalos Mahal, excuse me. You're transporting the baby from being uncircumcised, the status of being an Arel, which has major halachic stigma, to being a Mahul. So perhaps that is the distinction again between the father and the Bezdin. Perhaps it's only the father who has a Chiyuv on the Maisa Chaticha, on the actual circumcision itself. Whereas the Bezdin may just have a broader chiyuv to make sure there are no arelim, meaning that we have to make sure this boy becomes mahul. But if that broader chiyuv may not qualify for the bracha of lachniso. There's more to say on these topics, but we'll have to call it a night. Yes?
According to the
Well, I'll tell you, correct.